what the final reports were for storm damage from Friday in Burleson County.
We haven't got the official declaration yet, but the unofficial from National Weather Service is that the area near the FedEx facility on FM 50 was an EF2 tornado, and there were two businesses that were impacted there. About nine trailers were tossed off of the FedEx facility into the pecan orchard, the USDA's pecan orchard, there along FM 50. They had a 12,000-gallon diesel tank that was there that was moved off its moorings as well. There was no rupture, no loss of product, but it was appeared to be hit by one of the tractor trailers as it flew across.
And what did you say they classified the tornado as?
That was an EF2.
Okay, and is that, if real quick you could just give me the comparison of like what the scale ranges from.
That's going to be 111 to 136 mile an hour winds.
Okay, is that one of the strongest that county has ever seen?
No, we've had stronger. This is the strongest that we've seen this season for sure. This being our second in 11 days. There were two tornadoes with that with this particular storm, and then we had a tornado on the 25th of January as well.
Okay, and you said there were two from Friday, or just
two from Friday. We had that was the EF2 there at 50 and the FedEx County Road 269. The other one was along County Road 268 at the intersection of 268, 269, and 272. They all three come together. And there, at that point in time, we have about 30 homes that were impacted, and that's an EF1 there.
So there were homes that were damaged
from
the storm.
Yes, ma'am. We have 15 homes that sustained major damage, two that had minor damage, six were what we classify as impacted, and then we had two destroyed and two others.
Two were completely destroyed?
Yes, ma'am. One was a trailer house that was destroyed. The other, from the outside of the house, you wouldn't tell that this house is destroyed. But from what the damage that happened, the roof tried to lift off of this house. And when it did, it didn't sit back down straight. And so you can see there's some buckling of the walls.
Okay.
And so while this house is at this point in time, is livable, in order to get that... fixed, we would classify that as destroyed.
Okay, so the damage was pretty much just
right
irreparable for now.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Was there anything else that was impacted from the storm, or was that the major?
Nope, that's the
issues?
Major thing. And we are in the process of completing a local disaster declaration, and we'll be seeking assistance from the state. They've already provided a bunch of help with TxDOT and DPS. We're tomorrow at noon, we'll be placing a dumpster for debris collection near the intersection of County Road 268 and 272, where the Wiggins corn maze was last year.
Okay.
And so for individuals to bring up any storm debris that they have, so that way they don't have to haul it clear across the county. It'll make it a little easier that way.